Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Be sure not to miss the following posts from our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Trusting God in Tribulation and Trepidation. America's Faithful, Wise Political Servants. America Uncovered, Truth Unveiled. And you don't want to miss the latest WIBR Warn Radio shows on warn-usa.com. Gospel, Faith, Digital, Cash, Martyrs, Persecution at Warn Radio. Do not miss this post: Perilous Times, Antichrist, Cashless, Christian, Faith. And do not miss this post: Christian, Wisdom, Fear of the Lord. And don't miss our latest Warn Radio episodes from the week of May 24th through May 26th. Rich in Mercy, Christians Targeted, Christian Faith Advocacy at Warn Radio. Word of the Lord, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 175 on Battle Lines. His Workmanship, Revelation, Throne of Iniquity, Part 15 on Sound the Shofar. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. And The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Angus and Robertson, and The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com, and while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Greetings. Welcome to another soggy, rainy, cloudy day in our neck of the woods. Actually, I think that describes more like the insides of Biden's brain in his Justice Department, the way things are going. You know, we put a lot of people in prison, but the Democrats have been letting them out. Murderers and thugs and everything. California, New York, I think, are some of the most notorious. It's getting to the point to where when this whole thing comes down, you'd be better off in San Quentin because there's nobody there. They all let them loose. At least you would have high walls to help defend yourself. The way it's going now, you turn around and look at the cities, they're going to be prisons. We have no morals. We have no cares. We won't listen to anybody. So welcome. This is Throne of Iniquity, Part 17. This is our final portion in this series, 17 parts. You're listening to the WIBR Warren Radio End Time. We herald the coming of Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. This week, He That Overcometh, Revelation, Throne of Iniquity, Part 17. You know, it's good to have a phrase, He That Overcometh, because we as believers, as Christians, do overcome by our faith. But make no mistake, one day they will say, it is finished. Because the I Am, the Alpha and Omega, will have arrived. He that overcomes will inherit all things. And as the Lord says, I will be his God and he shall be my son. All things will be made new. Come unto the living water, that is our Lord. Do not delay, for the Lord will come quickly. And with him is your reward. Well, the reward for America is not going to be good. I mean, the Daily Signal, I get stuff from them along with a ton of others. I spend most of my time deleting stuff. And then, of course, there's all the junk mail that fills up everything. And that's about the way it is if you're online. But how about this California bill that would charge any parent who doesn't affirm transgenderism with child abuse? So if a parent has a child that wants to be transgender and wants to stop him, then that's child abuse and you could be in trouble according to California. I guess our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and even our parents, those parents that fought in World War II, World War I, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, I guess they didn't know what they were talking about when they tried to talk about one man, one woman being married. Because our country's totally screwed it up. The whole world is embracing this, along with major companies. But see, some of the companies, like Amazon, are celebrating their Pride Month quietly. That's so they can keep their earnings and profits up. But see, the problem you have is in the world, they're destroying just about everything they can get their hands on. In America, that's the property. And in other countries, they want to actually kill the cattle. You know, they want to take away your cars, take away your stoves, because you got idiots that are out there. They have degrees, been taught by other idiots, and now they come to us with this baloney. So, if all the companies are now celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month, what companies are left? It's like this hair salon. They had a Christian stylist. Well, she put a post up online on her Facebook page, and they read it, and she got fired. Or how about these Christians who opened a women's spa, and it does pretty good, but they wouldn't allow naked men who claim to be women. So the judge ordered them, they needed to allow naked men. See, and if you're a mom that wants to save your kids from the lies of transgenderism, you become the enemy. And you don't have any choice in some of these states. For your information, the devil wants your kids transgender. He wants them screwed up somehow. And all of this does is just simply relate to you how screwed up America is. It is. Now, if you want to be LGBTQ, help yourself. Go ahead. But see, it's not enough for you just to do that. You have to pick on the kids. And that's where the issue is. So you target the parents. You target society. You begin to overthrow Christianity, which is what you want to do, which is nothing new. We know that. You think that's new? I got news for you. Christians were in the Roman Empire long before you were born. And all your plotting and machinations and nonsense, you can lie all you want to yourself, but when you stand before God, you will know the truth. Now, you're listening to Warren Radio, and I'm the Watchman, and I'm going to tell you the truth. But one day, I guarantee you, unless we change, and it's not going to change, the radio will be silent. You won't be able to find Warren Radio anywhere. As long as there will be everybody else. Now, there will be churches, because there's the whore church. You'll find out about that in time. Because they will bring a whole bunch of band-aids and soothing ointment to your delusion. And, of course, the problem today is you don't want to listen. That's fine. Revelation 22 tells us, he that is wicked, let him be wicked still. That doesn't speak to anybody but me and to other Christians. We know what that means. Because in that, there's four different items in there that it talks about. If you're righteous, be righteous still. If you're holy, be holy still. Etc. Revelation 22. The Lord comes, and his reward is with him. But to get that reward, you'll be judged. So as we look at all of this, we are starting to see more persecution of Christians. But really, you're starting to see more throwing out of truth. They're just not throwing out God's truth or defiling what Christ had done. by lying about it or about the truth or about what is holy and what isn't holy. America doesn't know what holy is, but the Lord does. Revelation verse 9, chapter 1. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's the issue. Our forebears in the faith, like John, and he was just one of myriads who lived during the power of the Roman Empire. And they were as corrupt as can be. One of the most powerful armies on the face of this earth. And you can barely find the remains. And what you can find is a bunch of old buildings. Old ruins of a famous empire that thought it was God, whose emperors ruled like gods, but enjoyed killing Christians. And they're enjoying hellfire right now. You see, Christianity has run up against wickedness before in great proportion. And so I'm addressing the end of days. I'm addressing America. You will not win. You may kill every Christian. You may convert every child into a damnable whatever you want. But there are some children that won't go. There are lots of teenagers that think you all are liars. Kids ain't as stupid as you think they are. In addition, God takes a personal affront to you going after children. So you can rejoice in your wickedness. It isn't going to change. Even if you persecute, shut down every Christian, every business that is Christian, everything that is Christian, burn everything, kill everybody, until you have your perfect little kingdom with you alone and all this stuff. And then you're going to have to call the Chinese over in order to bear some kids, because you're destroying all the others. You're making entire generations of children where they'll never be able to bear another child. You've attacked them when they were young. And I take a personal affront to that. If you're doing that, you deserve to burn in hell. I don't care. I ain't going to save you. Go ahead and burn in hell. You touch them kids, it'd be better for a millstone to be thrown around your neck. But even that isn't enough, because after that kills you, you're going to face hellfire like you've never seen. Then remember that death and hell are being cast into the lake of fire. So have fun. So you better corrupt, or you better be righteous. Because God gives you a chance. Romans 11. This is about Israel. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. Now, he's not speaking to America, but yet he is. See, because there's a lot of people that are wise in their own conceited way. That's what's happened to America. We have judges that rule, and they're corrupt. We have politicians that are utterly corrupt and won't admit it. We have politicians that get up in our country's main capital of D.C. They go there with not much money and they come out as multimillionaires. That's how we do things today. Yeah. We're sold out to mammon. We're sold out to the flesh. We're sold out to greed and pride. So don't try to tell me how precious Washington, D.C. is. That's where our Constitution is emblazoned, and you can find it, you know, you go into the Capitol Rotunda and you have all this stuff that looks so nice and pretty and you pretend that you're righteous. You're not. You're corrupt. You might as well burn D.C. down and destroy the Constitution and everything up there because you don't follow it. You don't understand that there was faith in the beginning of this country by our forefathers. So it doesn't matter whether you burn D.C. or not or anything else, because the real America is in the heart of patriots everywhere. They don't need your Constitution. They already know it. You know, I was in the war, you know, during Vietnam. But I wasn't in the war. I was on a ship protecting the coast of the United States from something. While our brothers and sisters were fighting in Vietnam, trying to figure out why the hell they were there, because Lyndon Johnson, among others, didn't have any better sense, and we are giving billions to Ukraine for why? Because our politicians say so. I've long thought that if a politician wants to go to war, let him lead the way. That's the way they used to do in Europe. The king always led the armies. Our kings, our politicians are too chicken, too lily-livered. Can you see Biden leading a charge over in Ukraine? He can't even walk straight. He doesn't know where he's at half the time. And yet he still thinks he got 81 million votes. Well, there's a lot of people out here that already know your modus operandi. Now, see, we can't stop you. Even if we had a war, it'd still be a mess. We don't want war. I don't want war. I want you all to repent. But you don't want to repent. But you see, he talks about wise in your own conceits that blindness in part has happened to Israel till the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Well, the fullness of the Gentiles, as far as the Gentiles ruling and coming in, they've been doing that. They're going down now. The fullness of the Gentiles will officially end when you have the last great Gentile ruler. Now, many people think this one's going to be a Jew. But more than likely, he'll be from Ishmael's side. And he will come in and be the Antichrist or the beast. But that's not going to be the end. But blindness will be removed. When all this begins to start happening, and this is what Paul is doing in Romans 11, telling you in verse 26, so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. As touching the election, they are beloved for their father's sake. Now see, Israel is warming up more than it ever has, but at one time Israel was the enemy of the Christian church. It was terrible separation. But it's a good chapter to read and study if you want to understand how this works with Israel. Because Israel is surrounded by enemies. And America will be one of those enemies. And the reason it'll be an enemy is because Christianity will become defunct in this nation. Now you have a lot of people screaming and yelling that they have a great revival. I hope so. Because the only thing that's going to stop America from getting worse than it already is one of the largest revivals this country has ever seen. A heart-changing, spirit-filled revival. Because the ones in power that are doing this are actually in the minority. They're having help from others outside America. China is one of those. Russia is not. Yeah, they'll spy on us, but they're not trying to destroy us. China is. The European Union is. Klaus Schwab, the WEF, the United Nations. The United Nations has a ton. That's a hyperbole. Of Arab nations that hate this country because of Christianity. We're at the end of this study, except for a couple of passages and things. But in the end, it rings true. Now you see, this is when the new Jerusalem comes down from God. Now see, this is what we as believers wait for. And all the Christians that you're killing, see, Christians are overcomers through Christ. You don't have a thing to do about it, except you hate and kill you follow the darkness because you cannot comprehend the light. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. I'm inserting a little word here. Thank the Lord for that. There was no more sea. New heaven, new earth. The earth passed away and there's no more sea. We have a lot of water on this planet, but there's no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven say, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and will be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You've heard the saying, there's no tears in heaven? Oh, that's not exactly true. And you know, when you look at this, it says, And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Do you think that they're crying because of pain? No, they're crying from happiness, from relief, that it's over, that they're in their reward, that everything that they had faith on and believed and was told that they followed in Scripture came to pass. So God comes up, puts his arm around his children, wipes their tears gently, and says, It's fine. You've overcome. You're here. So you see, no matter how much of a hell you make America, no matter how many Christians you kill, no matter how many people turn from the dark side and come to the light of Jesus Christ, no matter how you plot, no matter how many sacrifices to the devil you make, no matter how much blood you drink or pierce your body or refuse to listen, the end is coming. And for Christians, the end is just the beginning. There is no other Savior. There is no other God. There is no other method. There is no other way. No matter what the authorities tell you. And yes, they can lock people up. They can lock them up now. They've got that power. They can lock them up and say, you can't say that. But even the devil and the Antichrist know, the beast, they know this is nothing but fool's play, because they know the end comes. And he sat upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, now this is the Lord speaking, Lord Jesus, Yeshua. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I'll give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You can't stop that. You can't stop that in the hearts of believers. You never could. Man could never. The devil could never erase what God has put in the hearts of his children. The devil can test them, tempt them, hate them, murder them, chase them down. But he can't do it at will. For if God gave demons and hell complete authority, then there wouldn't be anybody left on this planet. All we have to do is resist the devil and he will flee. We can bind the devil. We can cast the devil out. We can see miracles and signs and wonders. We are not a people. We're greater than that. For as Christ is, he has given us the power to do greater things than what he could do, because he would be with his Father. We are the overcomers. Even right now, no matter what happens in America, no matter what these people do, we are overcomers. There are millions and millions of overcomers around the world, in North Korea and in China and in other places where the authorities lock them up, keep them there forever. They're sitting in the cells in there and they're shivering. They're weeping, or maybe they're sleeping. Maybe they're so sick they can't move, but they believe in Yeshua. These are the overcomers, and they will be there when you are judged. They will be standing in white, victorious before the throne, and you will see the very ones that you tried to kill and murder, and you were on your face before the Lord. And there will be no secrets. So that's why Christians are charged with warning you about what's to come. If you have ears to hear, you'd better hear me right now. Because where this place is headed, you're not going to want to go. There is only one way, through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and I'll give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. Thank you, Lord. But the fearful, unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars. Are you listening up, politicians, governors, Are you listening up, all you who vote for iniquity? Shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. Revelation 21, the overcoming chapter. Revelation 22. I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. We're living in America. We're in the end of days. We're living in a world that is perishing. They think it's global warming. But it's global sin. Isaiah pointed that out in his 24th chapter, saying the curse has devoured the earth. The very curse that was caused by Adam and Eve in that first sin. Because all of nature fell with man. Heaven didn't fall. God didn't fall. We did. And in your little itty-bitty worlds on this tiny, tiny planet we call Earth, you have vast arrays of planets and systems that you've never even heard of. And I know the one who created everyone, everything there is. And you sit on your little dinky throne, your little place over in Washington, and rule like gods. But one day you're going to be that speck at the feet of God who sent his son to die for your sins. And this is what you've become because you rejected him. But see, I was told here, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Okay, you want to be unjust? Be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. There's a better way, but if you want to be filthy, go ahead. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. To all the brethren in Christ, do not fear. Be strong. There is nothing that the devil has that can take away your reward. Nothing. The only way he can win is if you give up and let him, because your strength, your hope is in the Calvary that Christ overcame on. He is the victor. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And so you Jews, wake up. You will wake up. You don't have to listen to me. You will know the Messiah will appear. But there's also a pseudo-Messiah, so you'd better pay attention. Because the Gentiles don't know the difference. The Gentiles are lawless. You as Jews know that. But you're not going to be vindicated by keeping the law. You're going to be vindicated by faith in Christ Jesus. After all, the Savior we follow is Jewish. The greater son of David. As Christians, we love Israel. We may not agree with your decisions, but we love Israel. We don't even agree with the decisions in America anymore. Because America's corrupt. And you know it. As Jews, you know it. All of the nations of men are amazed at how screwed up America suddenly become. You know, the White House has been one of those places where some of the greatest rulers in the world have visited great presidents. We've had some of the best men that ever walked this planet and women grace the White House and the Capitol. But when Biden celebrated his transgender day and lesbian day and all the rest of it, and you had all them guys who thought they were, I think there were just one or two of them, who was showing their breasts on the lawn of the, they're not real breasts, they don't have mammary glands. They can't have a child and really produce any kind of normal milk. God help them if they try to feed that to a baby. It's a baby that they wouldn't be able to have. But see, science is working hard, so keep your faith in science. Maybe they can create something. Because science without God is idolatry. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. So as Christians, we are to be righteous. We are to be holy. We're to be holy still. Righteous still. We're not perfect. But our righteousness is bound up in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in him. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega. That little word, I am. Moses says to the Lord, who shall I say sent me? He says, I am that I am has sent you. What do you mean, who sent you? I am. I've always been. This is me. I am. There's nobody else. I am. You ain't going to find another God. I am. I am the Alpha, the beginning. There is no one else that was in the beginning. It was me. I am. I am the Omega. After me, there is no other God. I will still be here because there is no end. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thus Scripture says, after that, blessed are they that do his commandments. And for that, you need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now when they say dogs, dogs are unclean. But guess what? They're not talking about animals here. They're talking about humans. Humans that are unclean. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. He came out of the bosom of Israel, out of the promises given to David. You're not going to cut this because he is the root. You can cut off the rest of the tree, but the root can still stay alive. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And as I end this study, that's what the Spirit and the bride say. Come. Because all the anger, all the mixed up feelings and everything you feel is of the flesh and the world. Sit back into God and relax. And let him that can hear let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever believeth in me, the Lord said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Referring to the Spirit of God, which shall dwell within them. Today, in the midst of all the world that you see, and there's confusion in American stuff, we haven't even seen the Antichrist yet. What you are experiencing now is God telling America and the nations to wake up. It is not the end yet. But things are going to get progressively worse. You're not going to be able to hide in your ivory towers, O sinner. All the money that Soros' son now has, and one day George Soros will go to his maker for what he has done to America. But he's not going to be the only one. I also read where it talked about liars. Adam Schiff, you better pay attention. Matter of fact, when we talk about liars, I found in my course of my life a lot of politicians are liars. And today, America needs their politicians, their leaders, to be truth bearers. And there's only one type, and that is a true Christian sold out to Christ, who can stand up there and tell the truth. Well, we've got freedom of religion, and we've got separation of church and state. The separation of church and state, I could care less about. Do you think the church is all these political organizations like the Episcopals, the Catholics, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, and all the others? Behold the believers within them is the temple of God. The church and the buildings thereof are for man's comfort while they go to church. You check out the persecuted church and find out where they're all going to church. There's many of them that can't go to church because there is no church. Or if they had one, the enemy burned it down and tried to kill them while they were worshiping in it. Bricks and stones are not going to protect you. Christ didn't come for a bunch of bricks and stones. He came for the eternal ones who have been born again of the Spirit. He's called us to stand. And yes, your flesh may get a little bit weak, and it may seem like it's weak. But you call on the Lord God, you seek His face, and He'll give you the strength of a lion. God didn't call us to fear. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear. And Tower and I quote this, He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. See, God wants to love you in the kingdom, not chase you there by fear. But I tell you these things today which are fearful. So you understand that what is coming, it's not going to be easy. There will not be another time like this on a generation ever. And there's never been a time coming or a time past that has been like the one that we're in now and what it's going to become. And so the choice is yours. If you're unjust and you want to be that way, have fun. If you enjoy your filthiness or your Satanism or whatever you're into, go ahead. Continue to be filthy. Continue to be Satanist. But if you're a Christian today with the family you want to raise, if you're righteous, be righteous. If you're holy, be holy. Be all you can and pray for your family. Teach your kids about truth. And understand the devil wants them. Don't let them go into those schools if you're in a liberal state. America's running out of room for Christians to hide in. Christian, you cannot hide in today's America. You know, I hear people say, it's terrible what they're doing to Trump. It's unbelievable. That's because if he gets in, he will destroy everything they're trying to do. Even the devil's afraid of Trump. Because Trump actually had a bunch of ministers pray for him. Trump even said, Jesus is in charge. Do you know what that's like for these bunch of heathen that want to overthrow America to hear some leader say that? Some billionaire white man. They don't want him in. They'd rather have the devil. And that's what they're going to push for. You heard that before. Have you ever heard of the phrase, the devil in the deep blue sea? Well, the devil ain't in the deep blue sea anymore.
In America.
Dr. Pat and I used to talk about, she wrote a book about that. We even discussed where Obama came from because she knew the believers in Kenya who knew him. It's all been a deceit, deception. And you thought America was so good. No, we've always had corruption. I interviewed once a black ops sniper who told me, this has been many years ago, that they're going to use the gangs in the inner cities. And when they've totally taken them over and destroyed everything, and they've taken over finally, then they'll go into those cities and destroy the very ones who helped them. He said there's a bunch of black-hearted people there. I'm not talking about the blacks. I'm talking about people whose hearts are so dark, they don't care. They will do what they have to do. But they forget one thing. We are Christ. And we can step into the fray. And we can make a difference. And we may be martyred, but we will never be destroyed. As Christ said, you destroy this body and I will raise it up. But he said, temple. And he said, wilt thou destroy this temple? And then they told him how long it took him to build it. He says, I'll rebuild this in 3 days. How can you do that? He's talking to the temple of his body. Do you think you as a Christian is any different? They destroy you, you're going to be rebuilt quicker than that. Because of Christ. Father, thank you for this word, for this series. May people listen and hear. John 1 says, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on his name, trust in, rely on, and cling to. John chapter 3 says you must be born of the Spirit. And that's very important. First John 1 says we must walk in the light as he is in the light. Then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 3-7 talks about confession of sin, which you need to understand. We need to confess our sins. Get into the Word. Seek the Lord. Receive Him. Just like you're bringing someone into your house, so bring him into your spirit, into your soul, into your heart. He will take care of you. He will never forsake you. Father, in Jesus' name, reveal to those who are hurting and need you. Reveal to them your mercy, your love, and your grace. To those who mock, Lord, we know all too well. It's in your hands for justice, Father. You've already stated the terms, Revelation 22, verse 11. They have to make the choice: unjust, filthy, righteous, or holy. I'm not going to be holy for you. I can't. You've got to repent. Turn around and follow the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, bless the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word. Touch the hearts of those who hear it. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word. Amen. So we have come to the end of a long road. This has been a long series, part 17, but it's not as long as our other one. We have the Isaiah series, which is in part 176. Been going on for a long time. We will finish that not too long in the future. And we might make a few changes because of the way America is going. But we're here to tell you that Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God, and the Almighty in Revelation chapter 1. Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. And He wants to save you from yourself and from your sins. So seek Him today. Till next time, Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.